You are about to hear the most interesting, informative, thought-provoking, opinion-leading, and funny show in America, on air and on the World Wide Web. This is The Rob Carson Show.
This is The Rob Carson Show, and today is the Trans Day of Hump Visibility. In case you wanted to know, I don't know, maybe we should rename that. I don't know if Trans Day of Hump Visibility is a good idea, because I know what, don't tell them, what's going to be seen on the Trans Hump Day of Visibility or whatever. Anyway, welcome to the show. Please come inside, have a seat, because we got a lot of stuff to get on the show today. I am once again broadcasting live from Bot Network Studios, Christian Broadcast Studios. They were kind enough to allow me to use the studio as I'm getting some things done in my home. I would say in my studio, but my studio is in my home. So we're having the house redone, and yesterday I went home, and I didn't expect what would arrive when I arrived. I didn't know what was going to happen, but everything's gone. I mean, not stolen. No, nothing like that. But all the drywall is gone, studs exposed. It's like what just happened here. It was I had no idea how much they were going to get done yesterday, but had a very nice conversation with some of the guys who were there. Met a bunch of guys who were just the hardest working people you could ever imagine, and they did that work post haste. They did the fun part. They did the fun part, like boom, and that's the destruction, right? I mean, I savored what little deconstruction I did, what little demolition I did. They just got it done and thrown in the dumpster in the front of the house, and it was like, oh, my God, fantastic. So anyway, we're here today, and there is much to get to. By the way, veteran National Public Radio editor and reporter Yuri Berliner has resigned after being suspended without pay for publishing a lengthy essay calling out the network's innate left-wing bias. NPR sucks. I worked for an NPR affiliate when I was in college. Yes, I know that was a long time ago. It was insufferable snobbery then, by the way. Insufferable snobbery then, and it's only gotten worse with a profound leftist bias. They just hired a new president of the network, and she's a bat guano crazy Karen leftist from hell. And as far as I'm concerned, I want to see our $500 million for NPR go bye-bye. So they have to survive on their own. Because I've worked at a lot of broadcast facilities. I've worked for a lot of broadcast companies over the years. And I have watched rows and rows of studios emptied out of people and become automated. In music radio, I've seen staffs completely gutted. Everything from promotions directors to music directors to assistant program director. You can't, there's no assistant program directors anymore. Empty studios run by robots and a skeleton staff, and yet NPR has a $300 million studio in Washington, D.C., 30 producers on some of these idiotic shows, and a sushi chef in the cafeteria. Yeah, they got a cafeteria. They got a cafeteria. I know. We had a Keurig machine when I was in Washington, D.C. We had a Keurig machine. That was kind of a big deal. But other than that, no, nothing else. So Yuri Berliner has decided to leave. He says, I respect the integrity of my colleagues and wish for NPR to thrive and do journalism. That's kind of funny. But Yuri is no longer a part of NPR. And again, I hope that NPR, I hope this cascades into something very big for NPR as far as the defunding of NPR. And you know what? For all of you who listen to NPR and you drink your little whatever non-fat soy lattes every day and you read your New York Times, you know, pony up, okay? Pony up. Maybe increase your little donation to $100 a year, and you might even get a tote bag this year. How about that? How about that? Yeah. Yeah, this is yesterday in New York City. Donald Trump, who is a criminal, Donald Trump, who is a felon, Donald Trump, who is one of the most corrupt people you could ever imagine, greeted by thousands of people cheering yesterday. Yeah, Joe Biden was in Scranton yesterday, and he was at Dunder Mifflin Paper Company. And nobody showed up. Yeah, nobody showed up at all. Four more. Yeah, Listen to that. That's the love. That's the love of this president. This president who everybody in the world knows is being attacked by the deep state with four political indictments. And it's coming through despite these corrupt judges who have been given these trials and given these charges by the White House and Barack Obama. Yeah, Barack Obama is involved. Dear God, give me a break. But you know what? It's cutting through, and he becomes more popular. He's becoming more popular and bigger because every day that we march to November is another day that we find out how sickeningly corrupt our federal government is, how they don't do anything for us. And people in New York City are suffering even as they are picking through these biased jurors. I believe seven of them were picked yesterday. We'll get to some of that in a moment. But they're picking through a lot of these elite Manhattan dwellers to find the perfect hanging jury for Donald Trump. I don't think he's going to get a fair trial, and I don't care. I really don't. If they want to convict him, he'll just go up in the polls. If they convict him on one of these idiotic charges from a case that should have never been brought, then I say, here, what the hell? If they want to jail him before November, oh, sure, go for it. Why the hell not? Set the world on fire. Make him win by 30 points. Because that's exactly what will happen. Meanwhile, Joe Biden went to Scranton yesterday. I'll just go ahead and play this. You know, I love this show. And it's a lot less absurd than Joe Biden's presidency. There were more press there than people to see it. And this is Joe Biden's hometown. Yeah, his big hometown comeback. Yeah. And nobody showed because, you know what? He's a terrible president and his brain doesn't work. It does. His brain doesn't work at all. It's remarkable. Yesterday, he said some unbelievable stuff. Could barely eke out a sentence. Let's see here. Oh, yeah. Here's Joe Biden yesterday. A delusional moment. He starts screaming as he repeats this debunked suckers and losers hoax about Donald Trump, who is one of the best presidents in the history of the country as far as the military. And Joe Biden has gutted the military. And Joe Biden pulled us out of Afghanistan, leaving thousands and thousands of veterans and Gold Star families wondering, was it worth the price? Was it worth the price that we sacrificed over their blood and treasure and limbs and eyes and children and husbands and sons and then just one day Joe Biden decides he wants to pull out on a specific day. It had to be 9/11. It had to be 9/11. We had to pull the troops out first, and now the people who sacrificed so much in the 20 years that we were there wonder what the heck was that for. But here's Joe Biden. He is convinced that this is going to resonate with military members. He says that Donald Trump is not behind our military, and he called our military suckers and losers.
The one that offends me the most is when he refused as president to visit an American cemetery outside of Paris when he was president. Why? He said that those soldiers who gave their lives were, quote, because his quote, suckers and losers.
Yeah, he sounds very thin, doesn't he? I mean, like thin, like not a lot left there. Not a lot left in his little brain. And it's very clear. And what happened there was this cemetery was 65 miles out of the way. It was pouring down rain. They could not have taken the helicopter to the cemetery, and it was it would have been a logistical nightmare to even try to get there. And he never said suckers and losers about the U.S. military. So it's a bunch of crap. It's just a bunch of crap. But you know what? It didn't stop there. It didn't stop there. Here's Joe Biden lying about presidential polling. I don't know if you knew this, but Joe Biden's getting beaten badly in the polls. And I believe out of 35 recent polls, he's only leading in four. But he's saying that, no, he's way ahead. He's way ahead here. Here he is.
I've been to every single of the toss-up stage so far. And guess what? If you're not anybody knows anything about polling, it's awful hard to poll.
Listen how thin he sounds. He sounds like Clint Eastwood in his last movie.
These days. Because, no, I'm serious. But guess what? Even in the polls that are being used now, we're heading in 35 polls.
Yeah, yeah. No, you're not. You're getting beaten because you're a terrible president. The people of the country know you're a terrible president because they're suffering every single day. NPR listeners don't know that. They don't understand because you know what? They drink lattes and they drive Priuses with coexist bumper stickers spelled in religious symbols on the back. But he was in Scranton yesterday.
You know, thanks to the mayor, I was going to talk about the old mayor. My grandfather would tell me when I walked out the door in North Washington Avenue in Scranton.
Yeah, you know, you're making fun of his stutter. Well, he hasn't stuttered since he was a child. But, you know, Joe Scarborough says that this is peak performance for Joe Biden.
I think he's better than he's ever been intellectually, analytically,
yes.
Because he's been around for 50 years.
Yes.
You know, thanks to the mayor, I was going to talk about the old mayor.
This version of Biden, intellectually, analytically, is the best Biden ever.
Wow.
Not a close second. And I've known him for years.
My grandfather would tell me when I walked out the door in North Washington Avenue,
yeah.
Scranton.
You keep telling yourself that, Joe Scarborough. He's got a great story about being in a hotel wearing a towel and being interrupted. I'm going to share that next. The number is 800-922-6680. This, my friends, is a Wednesday edition of The Rob Carson Show.
The Rob Carson Show podcast is everywhere. Go to newsmax.com/listen for details.
It is The Rob Carson Show, and we are broadcasting live once again from BOTT Radio Studios, BOTT Radio Networks, B-O-T-T Radio Networks. It is a Christian broadcast company, and it was nice enough to let me come here. I know, weird. You're thinking, oh, my God, he gets struck by lightning or something over in that building. It's a Christian broadcast company. But no, not so much, not so much. If you want to call 800-922-6680. That's the number. You'd think I'd know that after a while, right? Wouldn't you think I'd know that after a while? It helps when it spells something, but it really doesn't spell anything. You know, I haven't earned an official, I guess, number yet that spells my name. Like Hannity's got his own phone number and everything. I've got 800-922-6680. But, you know, Rush had his own. It was 800-922-8829. Well, anyway, I listened. 282 2882. Wasn't that it? Anyway. I'm not meaning to confuse you. 800-922-6680. That's the number. There you go. So Joe Biden was in Scranton yesterday, and he did what, you know, old people with dementia have. And nothing against old people who have dementia. I have several relatives who had dementia. But Joe Biden is the president, you see. He is the president of the United States, and he did one of those things that a lot of people do. They start relaying a story that, makes you kind of nod off a little bit, like Donald Trump in trial yesterday, because, you know, he has to work so damned hard to fight off these political indictments while being on the campaign trail, and he doesn't have four-day weekends like Joe Biden. But here's Joe Biden with his...
One day I showed up...
with his towel story.
...put off your convention, and I was in... I was in the motel after the local motel getting changed after the afternoon session, go back to the evening session.
Yeah, okay.
I'd come down with some young activists, a little older than me, but still young activists who were involved in trying to reform the party.
What time is it? I think we got to get going here.
And I was in one of those 8x10 bathrooms, you know, they have shower, toilet, and a sink. And I got a towel on me and shaving cream, and I hear bam, bam, bam at my door really loudly.
Yeah.
And I wonder, what the hell is that? I thought it was this guy, Bob Cunningham, on a radio show, and a couple other guys. So I said, okay, guys. And I walked to the door and opened up, and standing there was the former governor of the state of Delaware, Elbert N. Carville, a big guy, about 6'5", talked at you like this. And the state representative who got defeated 4 years earlier as a Democratic state rep who was retired. And one of the, from the family that had more senators appointed than any other family in American history to the tunnels and the former retired justice.
Is there a point there?
Time to use 25-25.
This is Jim Gossett, by the way.
If Biden's still alive, this country can't survive. Invoke 25. Time to use Amendment 25. Joe's competence, it just took a dive. Robert Hurst says he's too old to stay. Use 25 and send Joe away. The 25th Amendment does apply. Joe Biden's lost, he's a senile guy. If he's too old to prosecute, as president, he should get the boot. They must invoke Amendment 25. There's no way America can thrive with Joe Biden as our president. To a home he should be sent. Time to use 25-25. If Joe Biden, he is still alive.
Yeah, there you go. That is, that's your Prezi. That's your Prezi. Meanwhile, Donald Trump was, he was at a bodega. That's what Jill Biden says, because, you know, she's a teacher. God help those children. He was at a bodega. He was at this bodega where a worker was cleared of murder for stabbing an ex-con man to death in self-defense. And the crowd, including little kids, cried, "We love you," as the ex-president got a hero's welcome, because he went to this bodega where this guy went in with his girlfriend and his card was rejected, and he decided to go back behind the cash register and didn't realize the old man who was there had a knife and stabbed him to death. Yeah, and then, of course, Alvin Bragg decided to throw that bodega worker into Rikers Island for a few days before he was let go. And here's Donald Trump yesterday at the bodega.
This is a very exciting time for me because the bodegas, the association...
Oh, that's how you pronounce it.
...invited me, and I respect them, and they respect me. They want law and order. They have a lot of crime, tremendous crime, where they're... Stores are being robbed. And as you know, we're going to give New York a very good shot for the presidency. We think we should be able to do it.
Yep.
A lot of things have changed. Lee Zeldin did a beautiful job. He ran. He lost by a little bit.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And New York's a lot different. And we'll work with the mayor. And we'll work with the governor. And we'll bring in a lot of federal money. But we have to straighten out New York. And that includes crime.
There you go. So the former president went to Hamilton Heights to speak to Jose Alba, who knifed Austin Simon to death in July of 2022 when he jumped the counter at his store. The store owner was stabbed, by the way, and Joe Biden met with the store's owner. The guy who was stabbed and working didn't show up because he's had to hide because so many people are threatening him. So many leftists are blaming him. And so he wasn't there, but Alba and Simon fought. The girlfriend stabbed, started the row, produced a knife from her bag, slashed Alba on the arm. They ended up arresting Alba, throwing him in Rikers Island because they were going to go after him like they always do, like the left always does. You can never defend yourself. You can never get a squatter out of your house because the left will side with the bad guys. But yesterday he got a hero's welcome in Manhattan, where he was chased out by the left, where he was, despite the fact he made New York a much better place, built glorious buildings, was proud of the city, gave a lot of people a lot of great jobs, paid a lot of taxes, and the left came in with a radical AG for the state who ran on getting Donald Trump, even without a crime, fined Donald Trump $500 million, and you know the rest of the story. But yesterday, despite it all, despite the best efforts of these leftists going after Donald Trump, he gets a hero's welcome from the people, not the elitists. The people in New York City came out to cheer on Donald Trump as he goes through this kangaroo court trial with a judge whose daughters raised $95 million for Democrats off of it, whose wife literally has worked with the AG in her office for 3 years, and the judge is crooked as hell. Heroes welcome. Yeah. Do you hear the people saying you better start listening? Let's take a break and come back. This is the Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson for Ladder Life. One of my rules for to-dos is the simpler the task or project, the longer it takes to do it. I can tile a bathroom floor sooner than I'll replace a door hinge. I don't know why, but that's just how I roll. With regard to setting up term life insurance, it's easy with Ladder. It's 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork when you apply for $3 million of coverage or less. Just answer a few questions about your health on your application. Ladder customers rate them 4.8 out of 5. Five stars on Trustpilot, and they just made the Forbes Best Life Insurance 2021 list. Just get on your laptop or phone and apply. Ladder's smart algorithms work in real time, and you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees. Cancel at any time. Get a full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Hey, life insurance doesn't get cheaper with age, so cross it off your to-do list. Go to ladderlife.com/newsmax today to see if you're instantly approved. Ladderlife.com/newsmax. Write it down. That's ladderlife.com/newsmax.
It is a Wednesday edition of the Rob Carson Show. The number is 800-922-6680. Lloyd Austin was speaking before Congress. He pledges ironclad military support for Israel after Iran's, quote, reckless assault, and defended the $850 billion budget for 2025 for our military. And he was summarily interrupted by pro-Hamas protesters.
Yeah, I think that's really important. The supplemental not only provides support for Ukraine, but it also provides much needed support for Israel and also for Taiwan.
Here they come.
Committee will stand in recess until the Capitol Police can restore
order. I think they call this interrupting an official proceeding, and they should go to jail without a trial for 1,000 days.
Please instruct the Capitol Police to remove
what they're doing.
The
now they've got to reset everything. They've got to start all over again. That's interrupting an official proceeding. That is illegal. That should put you in jail with hundreds of other January the 6th protesters, including little old ladies who were in the Capitol, let in for 10 minutes, 71 years old, grandmothers who literally had to go through a year-long process and a three-day trial with deliberation and face 3 years in jail. As a great-grandmother. Yeah, how about that? How about that? Yeah, did you hear about this? You know, when I told you that all of these anti-Israel protests were AstroTurf bullcrap, I said it the day they started. You may recall that in October after the faux hospital bombing report that Leslie Stahl was completely down with. She was convinced it was true and it was a massive lie. And I said, oh, yeah. This is all bought and paid for. Well, it's worse than that. It's actually worse than Soros, if that's possible. A highly confidential leaked document reveals the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, the IRCG's role in directing an international campaign aimed at disrupting the world economy in protest against Israel. See, this is what despots do. They find useful idiots like those in the people who blocked the bridges and the highways and the roads to airports on Monday. Earlier today, Iranian opposition figure and activist Vahid Beheshti released a confidential letter signed by Brigadier General Majid Kazemi, head of the IRCG Intelligence Security Organization. Kazemi was responsible for overseeing the operations of the organization, suppressing civil society in Iran. And by the way, Barack Obama was down with that. They were going to have a green revolution in Iran. There was going to be freedom. Women were going to be able to, you know, dress as they like to and have jobs and stuff and not get, have to marry when they're underage and get raped all the time. I know, it's kind of crazy. They were actually going to be treated like human beings. And Barack Obama didn't want that to happen, so he let it go. And also the same thing happened in Cuba, and he let that go too. It's like, you know, he almost loves despots. You know, it's kind of weird. Kazemi responsible for overseeing it, and he suppressed the civil society in Iran, wrongfully arresting Iranian dissidents, including dual nationalists, overseeing the regime's brutal crackdown against protests across the country in response to the killing of Masih Amani in 2022. the letter entitled and dated March 11th of this year, Support and Encouragement of Palestine Actions Toward the Political Isolation of the Zionist Regime. That's Israel, by the way. Alongside the letter, Beheshti shared the promotional video relating to the April 5th rallies, which Kazemi refers to in his letter, adding the video clip is the announcement of a collective movement aimed at disrupting the public order in Europe, USA, Australia, and Asia, all under the pretext of supporting Palestinians. This is a political movement intended to cause as much chaos and instability as possible, which are the exact goals of the Islamic Republic of Iran. The regime of the Islamic Republic has on multiple occasions stated clearly that their goal is to destroy the modern society and build a global Islamic state. Ta-da! Yeah. The video calls on the public to block logistical hubs, to stop the flow of capital worldwide, to join the rally nicknamed A15, a global economic blockade, answering the call from Gaza to fight for the liberated Palestine. So all these little bleep holes around the country who are terrifying Jewish students on campus, who are literally burning American flags in New York, they are all proxies of Iran. And as far as I'm concerned, I am with Tom Cotton, the senator. Do whatever you got to do when they're in the middle of the road. If you're on a bridge above a river, make them swim. You know, if they got their hands glued on the pavement, you're gonna have to maybe have your fingerprints grow back, because you are a proxy of evil. Unbelievable. In an interview with Iran International early Monday, Beheshti emphasized that the IRCG uses brainwashing tactics targeting youth in Western countries to cause chaos, with such rallies being an example of these tactics. This is Antifa, kids. Yeah, this is Antifa. Yeah, less than a month after the October 7th attack on Israel by Hamas, Iran's ruler Ali Khamenei called for the blockade of oil and food exports to Israel and urged Muslim states not to cooperate economically with the Zionist regime. The April 15 March organization, this is on Monday, mostly remained anonymous. However, the video is heavily promoted by far-left groups, including Antifa, on social media. They're the same friggin' people who did 2020, the summer of 2020, and who said that, who told you that they were going to make the summer of 2024 into the summer of 2020 all over again? I don't know. When did I say that? About 3 years ago. Yeah. So there you go. Let's go to Christopher in Catonsville. Hello, Christopher. Welcome to the Rob Carson Show. What's on your mind today?
Two quick jabs and a serious question. Yes. Did we ever cut and run and leave our weapons for the terrorists before?
No, I don't think so. Did we?
Oh, gee, and let's see, nothing says loving like telling our boys, don't take the first shot, right?
Yes, exactly, you're right.
Now, my serious question about the Trump thing and everything, isn't this come Convention of States time, isn't it the time that we shouldn't be voting for DAs, for prosecutors? They shouldn't be having, they should be appointed by their judicial branch people, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And that all has to stop.
Yeah, well, you know, we need a wholesale gutting.
I'm figuring Convention of States time subject for that, because that's just garbage. Your prosecutors shouldn't have to be worrying about if they're getting elected or not.
You're exactly right. As far as the Convention of States,
you don't do your job.
Yeah. Yesterday, I spoke to Kansas State Senator Mike Thompson about it, and he was here in the broadcast studio. Hell of a nice guy, by the way, and he's working to get Convention of States to get Kansas to sign on. And we're very close, but unfortunately, Kansas has a complete dimwit as a governor who is all about abortion. She says she's some sort of she's some sort of a middle of the road Republican. She's not. She's a far left hack. We're gonna have to do something, bro. We're gonna have to do something. We're gonna have to turn this ship around, because Americans are done with it. And if the Democrats can't win a fair election, and they surely can't at this point, and they have embraced everything, including Iran. Iran's doing these protests around the country. It's time to gut all three branches of the federal government, to reduce the size and scope of the national government, and to either the Democrat Party has to fix itself or be relegated to the dustbin of history. Thanks for the call, bro. Do appreciate it. Where else do I want to go here? I've got a lot of stuff to get to today. Yeah. Oh, a disturbing moment. Anti-Israeli protesters swarmed a New York City subway chanting, "Iran, you make us proud." Okay? You know, there's going to be a point where, and I've been alive long enough, I remember the hostages being taken by Iran, American hostages. They made a movie about it and all of that. And I was in elementary school when it happened. And every day America waited with bated breath. It went over, I think, 400 days. And they finally released the hostages when Ronald Reagan was elected. And they wanted to save their own asses. And they released the hostages. But this is terrorism. And I'm going to tell you, if you see some of this crap on a subway, I wouldn't put myself in any danger. But if you are physically strong and you've got other physically strong, like-minded people around you, I would definitely make it very clear, shut the hell up, because this is nonsense. This is not protected speech. This is threatening speech. Imagine the people on that subway if they're Jewish. This is like Berlin 1939 all over again. Iran, you make us proud, the group yelled in a call and response chant as young women stared wide-eyed in horror during the vile scenes that have spread and were filmed Monday, the day American flags were burnt. This is as the relatives, the survivors, the kids, the wives and husbands, the parents of those who died on 9/11, burned and crushed to death, still live in Manhattan. This crap has to end. Yemen, you make us proud. Rafah, you make us proud. West Bank, you make us proud. They also chant as scared Jewish writers sit nearby, from the river to the sea, all our people will be free. They also chant a phrase widely taken as anti-Semitic call for the eradication of the Jews. Others held signs that said, land you have to kill is not yours. Free Gaza. You know what? It's getting to be about time for a beatdown. I said this in the summer of 2020. I said we're going to get to a point where we're going to have a beatdown, and they are committing acts of verbal violence, of physical violence, and terror. And we don't have to take this crap anymore. We don't need to take this anymore. And I sure as hell, and they only go to places they think they can get away with it. That's what sucker punchers do. That's what the left does. They always do it when they overpower you with numbers, when there's nobody to defend yourself. But I got to tell you, the law-abiding people of this country have got to step forward and protect our Jewish brothers and sisters who know the horror of anti-Semitism and what it has done to the world, and we quite simply are not going to allow it to grow here. It is utterly ridiculous, and it has got to be shut down. That's all there is to it. Yeah, pretty much. I think I tell you what, I had a new song that Jim Gossett did. And then there's this. Listen to this. Yeah, I mentioned this yesterday. The Iran targeted major civilian areas, and the Biden administration told Iran the attack had to be with certain limits. You know, the 300 missiles and all that? Yeah. The Reuters reported the Biden administration communicated with Iran through the Turkish government that its attack on Israel had to be within limits. So the Biden White House is so concerned about losing radical Islamists in Dearborn that they're selling Jewish people down the river. And you and I'm talking to you. You and I are going to have to do something about it to protect them, to protect our country, and to shut this nonsense down. Let's take a break and come back. This is the Rob Carson Show. So there's a video that's going viral. A woman wheeled a corpse into a bank and tried to get him to sign off on a loan in her name while holding his head up in front of a suspicious staff who said he looks kind of pale. Literally, a bank employee started filming the pair, ended up calling for police as the woman used her hand, the guy's hand, to keep the deceased pensioner's head upright, and told him, "Uncle, are you listening? You have to sign it. I can't sign it for you." This happened in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, and footage showed the woman telling the dead man to grip hold of the pen as she placed it between his fingers. This is the same thing they're doing with Biden with these executive orders. The same thing, absolutely 100%. The bank worker witnessed the scene, told the woman, "I don't think this is legal. He doesn't look very well. He's pale." She replied, "He's like that." She said to the dead guy, if you're not well, I could take you to the hospital. Do you want to go back to the hospital again? And no, he was dead. So she's in custody right now, apparently trying to get a couple thousand dollars from the dead man's account there. So again, it's just like Joe Biden. Just like Joe Biden every single day. Just go ahead and sign right there. I'll just hold your hand here. And then Jill leads him off the stage. So jury selection began in this idiotic trial in New York City that they cobbled together against Donald Trump. Seven jurors sworn in, a teacher, corporate lawyer, nurse, man who called the ex-president fascinating, are chosen. Here are a couple of them here. A B400, the Fox News and Daily Mail reader, man who originally came from Ireland, lives in West Harlem. In his spare time, he likes to do anything outdoorsy. This sounds like a person, lad. It's like, I like to do things outdoorsy. I like long walks on the beach. And I don't really care if Donald Trump goes to jail, but I really want him to because, you know, that's what I want to do. B280, the oncology nurse, lives with her fiance, who works in finance, enjoys spending time with friends and taking her dog to the park. Yeah, this is important. B381, the Oregonian. He's from Oregon originally, lived in Chelsea for 5 years, corporate lawyer, likes to hike and run. Yeah, and pina coladas and getting caught in the rain. B89, the Trump observer, juror number four, is an older man, receding gray hair, Puerto Rican, have no time to spare. I guess my hobby is my family. Yeah, swipe right. B347, the Harlem teacher, a young black woman from Harlem, describes herself as a native New Yorker. She gets her news from Google and TikTok. B297, the software engineer, that's pretty cool, yeah. Young female, lives in Chelsea, loves to go to plays, restaurants, and dance. Sweep right. And then B269, which is not the number from Junior Samples on Hee Haw. I'm just talking to my white trash brothers and sisters. That's BR549. B269, the late addition, juror number seven, white, tanned, and it is middle-aged, works as a civil litigator, working at Hunton Andrews Kurth. This is, yesterday we found out that Donald Trump can't leave the courtroom. And because the judge says he can't leave the courtroom, and he doesn't want him on the campaign trail is what it is. And yesterday we had Judge Napolitano on, and he says, well, Donald Trump signed something, and he cannot leave the courtroom, including going to his son Barron's graduation. But Dershowitz last night on Newsmax reiterated, he says, nope, he can leave.
Look, this judge is just being extra tough on him. I've never heard of a judge who didn't allow a defendant to go to a son's graduation. Mm-hmm. Of course he should be allowed to. He should be allowed to leave the courtroom anytime he wants. This is a defendant's right. The statute says, and the statute is unconstitutional insofar as it prevents a presidential candidate from campaigning. But the statute itself says if the state doesn't object, the judge can allow a defendant to leave the courtroom and waive his right to be right there. No reason why the prosecution should object to that, except if they want to engage in election interference. And I don't know whether his lawyers have made that motion, but they surely should.
Yeah, they should. They should. Because it's basically a D word for Richard move by the judge.
Hey, 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 it's Fat Alvin, and I'm going to fake a charge for you.
This is Jim Gossett, by the way.
And claim some things that are untrue. Alvin Bragg, that's my name. I got no soul, I have no shame. We'll have a good time as we try to railroad Trump before I'm kicked out on the big fat rump. Lies, 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 gonna tell some big lies. Lies, 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 gonna tell some big lies. My name's Fat Alvin and I'm a big fat fool. Just watch me try and rig the jury pool.
They're working on it.
Fail, 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 I'll be failing big.
Hey, hey, hey.
Jail, 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 should be doing hard times.
Oh, man. I remember watching that show. Yeah, I'm a Gen X moment here. Just a Gen X flashback, you know, on Saturday mornings when cartoons were only on Saturday mornings. And it was like, you know, you sat there until Fat Albert and the Cosby Kids came on. And then American Bandstand. And that's when I switched over to Soul Train because the girls were hotter over there. Yeah, but the trial is going, and Donald Trump was in town, and the jury selection is continuing, and the judge is very corrupt and trying to keep Donald Trump off the campaign trail with this ridiculous case. But I don't think it's going to end very well for the Democrats. Even if Donald Trump goes to jail, to be quite honest, it won't end well for them. Polling from the Heritage Foundation shows the swing state voters are increasingly tired of America's endless funding of Ukraine, especially with our southern border wide open for the ongoing invasion. That is fraudulency. Joe Biden has deliberately created this, a headline from Breitbart. And this could cost Mike Johnson his speakership. We will see. We will see. That's coming up, and this is the Rob Carson Show.
Hey, guys, it's Carson. You know, everybody knows the next medical crisis just around the corner, whether it comes in the form of a pandemic or something more mundane like a tick bite. You and your family need to be prepared. That's where the Wellness Company comes in. The Wellness Company and their doctors are medical professionals that you can trust, and their new medical emergency kits are the gold standard when it comes to keeping you safe and healthy. Be ready for anything. This medical emergency kit contains an assortment of life-saving medications, including ivermectin and Z-Pak. From anthrax to tick bites to COVID, even a bioweapon like a plague, the Wellness Company medical emergency kit is exactly what you need to have on hand to be prepared. Rest assured knowing that you have emergency antibiotics, antivirals, antiparasitics on hand to make sure you and your family are safe from whatever the globalists throw at us next. Go to www.twc.health/Carson. Again, twc.health/Carson today and order. That's twc.health/Carson and use the promo code Carson to save 10%.
All right, second hour of the Rob Carson Show. Judges Gorsuch and others blow up the Jan 6 case.